Welcome to everyone who is listening to this presentation on power tapping. What you will learn is potentially life-changing. My name is Robert Rudlick. I am not a licensed psychologist or a physician. I claim no medical authority or expertise. My advice is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or condition. Anyone seeking health or medical advice is strongly advised to consult a qualified professional. All information provided is for educational purposes only. Learning is a part of life. Whether you know it or not, you're almost always in a state of learning. In this audio, I'm going to talk about how to become a fast learner. I'm going to look at this from a couple of perspectives. Number one, our society is changing, and our society is changing rapidly. There are more and more adults going back to school. There are more and more adults needing to retool their skill sets in order to compete in today's society. Kids are being challenged now more than ever. And students who are able to excel academically are going to have a big advantage in life. But how do you become a rapid learner? Think of it. If you knew that going into any learning situation, whether it was a school situation, a job situation, learning how to dance, learning how to play basketball, learning how to do anything, if you went into it knowing that you're a fast learner and that all you needed to do was to be exposed to it in some way, shape, or form, and you'd get it right away and you'd be able to do it right away and have a lot of fun, learning would be much more interesting and you'd be much more motivated to learn new things. In this CD program, what you're going to learn is how to eliminate resistance and mental barriers to learning, how to become a fast learner, why identifying your motivation for learning leads to a desire to learn, why knowing your learning style makes learning more fun, keys to teaching your young kids to love school and to be lifelong learners, and the secret to doing well on tests, tryouts, and job interviews. There's an incredible amount of information coming out in the neurosciences on how the brain learns. One of the things that we used to believe is that the brain was a bag of cells, a bag of neurons that you came into life with. And by the time you got halfway through your life, you've already lost 40% of them. We now know that the brain is constantly changing and constantly creating new neurons and new neural pathways. It's called neuroplasticity. And it means the brain is constantly changing and constantly reforming itself, and learning stimulates this activity and keeps us young and full of life, but it needs to be stimulated in order to do so. The more you challenge your brain, the more active your brain stays, the better access you have to memory, and the more enjoyment that you get out of life. Surveys show that people who love to learn are more interesting to others. It gives them an advantage in life. It makes it easier for them to be more flexible. They can adapt easier to the inevitable changes that happen in life. They also have more opportunities to make friends, more opportunities to make money, and they have more opportunities with the opposite sex. In my practice, I have a wide range of clients. I have a lot of high school and college students, but I also have a lot of men and women over 40, and they are experiencing some of the scariest times in recent history. The economy has changed so dramatically that many have been caught off guard. Many don't have jobs any longer. Many have been phased out of jobs. Many of the jobs that they had just aren't there anymore because of technology. And because they weren't preparing themselves and constantly in a state of learning, they're being left behind. And it's devastating to them. It's devastating to their egos, to the essence of who they are. One gentleman I work with, I'll call him Marty, was doing fantastic in his career. He had the house, the family, the kids, friendships, everything was going well for him. And then Marty started to see the writing on the wall because of technology. He started to see that his department was losing people. They just weren't needed any longer. But instead of doing anything about it, Marty chose to continue to believe that he was fine. Then one day, he got the notice. He was being laid off. His department was being outsourced to a private company who could do it cheaper and more efficiently. He was devastated. When he first came in and talked to me about this, you know, some of the things that we talked about were surprising. For the first time, he was feeling as though he wasted his college years studying something that's not worth it anymore. He felt stupid, that he should have known better, and he was embarrassed that he did not keep up with the technology. and that he stubbornly held on to thinking that he would never lose his job. I'm too important to this company for me to lose my job. And now he's feeling he's too old to learn a new trade. And he really just doesn't want to make the effort to go out and try and make it again. But Marty's not the only one. Resistance and mental barriers to learning are universal. So in order for you to really stay flexible and be able to take advantage of opportunities as things change, you need to have a diverse education and you need to have the mindset of being a lifelong learner. My daughter once said to me, she said, "Dad, why are you always studying? You're always reading. You're always looking at stuff. Why?" And I said, "Honey, I have a green attitude." And what I mean by that is that I'm a lifelong learner. I love to learn. It's fascinating to me. And there are so many things to learn about that it's endless. It makes you more interesting. And when I work with families, I try and get the parents to understand and the kids to understand that being a lifelong learner is a huge advantage, especially in today's society. Going back to Marty, I asked him, I said, "What is your resistance to learning something new? What is your resistance to going back and taking what you know and adding a few new things for you to make yourself hireable once again?" Well, he didn't want to hear any of this. He was still in a state of shock, number one. But number two, he was still being very stubborn. And he resented being forced to change. He resented the fact that his company let him go. And so he was stuck. That was his mental barrier. We all have mental barriers. It could be that you're embarrassed starting over. It could be, if you start over, that you're admitting that you failed. Whatever the reason, what I'd like you to do right now is to take out a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to think about your situation, whether you're a grade school, a high school, a college student, an individual that is trying to change jobs, someone that has to take continuing education classes and is wondering why, because they have no relevance. What I want you to do is I want you to write down your unique reasons why you're resisting or having mental barriers to doing what's necessary and to learn the things that you need to learn in order to succeed and move forward with your life. Once you write those down, I want you to do a tapping session with them. First, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. And ask yourself why. Why are you resisting? What are these mental barriers? And how important is it to cling to them? Then I want you to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being, "This is huge. This is really it." And 1 being, "No big deal." Then what I'd like you to do is to take the most relevant one and do a round or two of tapping. And you may have to do this several times in the first week or two, but soon you'll start to eliminate all the resistances. And when you feel yourself losing the resistance, you'll also start to find yourself getting more interested and getting more motivated to do what's necessary to take action. So again, we all have resistance. Power tapping gives you the tools necessary to eliminate your resistance and to become motivated and have the attitude necessary to succeed, but to do so quickly. So let's review. What I want you to do is I want you to take a look at the situation that you're in and ask yourself, what is the resistance? Why am I not doing what's necessary to succeed? I want you to write those down. And then I want you to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Once you've done that, and these are your unique reasons, I want you to pick out the most relevant and do a round or two of tapping. When you're finished with that round or two of tapping, I want you to reevaluate on a scale of 1 to 10 how you feel about it now. And if it drops significantly, I want you to take a look at the second thing that was most relevant, and I want you to tap that out, and so on and so on. Take at least 10 minutes and start tapping some of these things down, because in order for you to really move forward, you first have to eliminate the resistance that's keeping you stuck. Once the resistance has been removed and the mental barriers are gone, taking action becomes easy. Second, this is partly attitude, but it's also partly a belief. And that is, how do I become a fast learner? In our society today, everyone wants everything yesterday. I want it fast. I want it now. I don't want to have to wait. Well, learning is actually fun, or it can be fun with the right attitude. But it's also understandable that I want to learn quickly. It's important to know that you have the ability to learn and to learn quickly. It takes fear out of the equation, or at least lessens it to the degree where you'll take the risk to take the classes that's necessary to really excel. Instead of taking the classes you think you'll do well in, you're going to go and you're going to take the classes that you need to really excel. If you believe you're a fast learner and that you have the ability to learn quickly, that'll give you a huge advantage over other people in the class. Now, there may be lingering doubts about your ability to learn or to learn quickly. Both older and younger adults will often say, "Well, I'm a poor reader. I'm a slow reader." Older adults might say, "My eyesight's not what it used to be, and my memory is not what it used to be either." Another excuse that many people make is that this information and this class may just be over my head. I'm really not smart enough, or I don't have the background for this type of a class. Another one I hear a lot these days is that I don't want to be the youngest person in the class. In fact, Marty said the same thing. "I don't want to go back to school because I'm in my 50s and I'm going to be around a bunch of 20-year-olds. What am I going to have in common?" And I said to him, "The one thing you'll have in common with them is a sincere desire to learn. And that's the only reason why you're going there. So who cares if you have anything in common with them?" When I asked him a little bit further why he was resisting going back to school again, it really came out that he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed that he had to do this over again. So we did a number of tapping sessions with that. He took the 5-day challenge, which is in my book, and he tapped on it for 5 days. When he came back in the next week, he's completely over it, and he signed up at a community college for a couple of marketing courses. So whatever your reasons are for your lack of confidence in your ability to learn or to learn quickly, power tapping can eliminate them. Several years ago, I was invited to a conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, by a doctor who I had met while I was working with several of the Oakland Raiders. One of the Raiders wanted me to take this course, but it was specifically for MDs and team trainers only. He had the doctor come out to where we were training in Texas to meet me. We were having dinner, the doctor and I talked, and one thing led to another, and at the end of the dinner, he asked me to be his special guest at this conference. One of the things that we were doing that evening, though, is we were talking about a book called Power Versus Force. Very interesting book, very interesting topic. On my way to Arizona, I had picked the book up and thought I would start to read the book before I got there. I got on the plane, I sat down, I cracked the book open and went, "Oh my goodness." I started reading the first chapter and went, "This is over my head. This is crazy. I'm not going to be able to understand any of this." I got more and more frustrated and then simply stopped because I heard myself. I heard myself saying, "I'm not going to get this. I'm never going to be able to talk about this. I'm not going to be able to relate to these people. What am I doing going to this conference?" So I had all of these things going on. I felt a lack of confidence. I felt that I didn't have the academic pedigree to be amongst all these people because I wasn't a doctor. I was going to be going there and talking about a subject that I didn't even understand. I was trying to read this book. And that's when I stopped and started tapping. Because when I realized what I was doing, I realized that I was just afraid. So as I sat in my seat, I started tapping. And within about 3 minutes, I just stopped and laughed at myself. I said, "Wait a minute. This is crazy. All I need to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once. I am a really fast learner. I learn things quickly. In fact, it used to frustrate people that I would be able to even just see something and go out and do it." So as I tapped, I started recognizing what my resistance was to this. So I tapped out all the resistance. And when I finished, I started tapping in something that I'm going to teach you because I have used this now over and over and over again. And even when I teach seminars or I teach classes, this is one of the first things that I teach everybody because learning is a mindset. And what I came up with is this. All I have to do to learn something, to learn anything, is to hear it once, to see it once, or to do it once. And I'll have it, I'll be able to use it right away and for the rest of my life. And I started tapping that in and tapping that in. And as I was doing this, the flight attendant came by and asked me if I'd like something to drink. She kind of looked at me funny because she saw me tapping, and which didn't bother me at all. And I said, "Sure, I'd like a cup of coffee." So I got my coffee, I sat down, I cracked the book open again and was amazed at how different this information looked now. And all of a sudden, I started relating it to other things that I knew. And here's the thing about adults going back to school or learning something new. You have life experience, and you have years and years of learning all sorts of different things. And when you start to learn something new, it's easier for you to cross-reference information and to create context and to put things together quickly because of all that past experience, making learning that much easier. So now, if you take what I'm going to teach you here today and utilize it, there's nothing stopping you from having a second, third, or even a fourth career in life. By the time I got to Arizona, I was 3/4 of the way through the book. I completely got it. And when we got into conversations at dinner over the topic, I was able to add in a lot of my Eastern philosophy to it because that's how I related to it. Because I was frustrated, though, because I was fearful, that was all blocked out in the beginning. So all of us, when we have the proper attitude and we have our emotions down and our brain clicked back on again, can become fast learners and can have the ability to recall information at will. So what I want you to do right now, so I want you to tap around the right ear and I want you to repeat out loud with emotion and a smile on your face this. All I need to do to learn something is to hear it once, see it once, or do it once. And I'll have it and I'll be able to use it right away and for the rest of my life because I'm smart. Next, keep tapping around the right ear. All I need to do to learn anything is to hear it once, see it once, or do it once. And I'll be able to use it right away and recall it whenever I need to because I'm a fast learner. Next, keep tapping around the right ear. All I need to do to learn anything, no matter what it is to hear it once, see it once, or do it once. Then it's mine forever, and I'll have the courage and confidence to use it right away and for the rest of my life because I'm smart, a fast learner, and a confident learner. What I want you to do now is I want you to make a big fist, hold it up in the air, and I want you to holster it and going, yes, big fist pump, yes. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to just take a moment and I want you to feel the buzz in your body. I want you to feel how good it feels. One of the things about learning and putting information into the subconscious mind is that when you do it with emotion, it sticks. It's like putting in bold neon colors, making it much easier for you to remember and also to make it a part of your life. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to stop for a moment and ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 how much you believe that you're a fast learner. Rate it. If it's not a 7 or above, I want you to ask yourself why you don't believe that. And whatever comes to mind, I want you to tap it out and all the reasons why you believe that. Right now, take 3 minutes, do a round or two of tapping, and tap out the reasons why you still don't believe you're a fast learner. Hit pause, do the tapping, and then come back. If you do believe that you're a fast learner, and it's a 7 or above, you're right. Remember, if you believe you are, you are. And if you believe you're not, you're not. Tapping around your right ear while you say these new beliefs with emotion will make them real for you. And the great thing about power tapping is this. Once you believe, on a scale of 1 to 10, once you believe at a level 9, 10, it becomes automatic behavior. You just wake up and are that way. You just wake up believing that I'm a fast learner and that all I have to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once, and I'll have it, and I'll be able to use it right away and for the rest of my life. Think about that. Think about having that attitude when you have to take a continuing ed class, or one of the classes that you're going to take is something that you've never taken before, or you've got a class coming up and you've got a teacher that you've been told by everybody is really tough. What does that matter when you're a fast learner and all I have to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once, and I'll have it and be able to use it right away and for the rest of my life? You see, it doesn't matter if it's a sport. This mentality runs throughout life because life is about learning. And your new attitude towards learning is that I'm a fast learner. All I have to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once, and I'll have it and be able to use it right away for the rest of my life. Now, if you don't believe that, at least at a level of 8 to 10, I want you for the next 5 days to continue to tap that in first thing in the morning and just before bed. And whatever doubts that come up, I want you to, in that moment, tap them out using all the other tapping points. And then come back and finish off with tapping in what you want to believe. It won't take long before you have that as an automatic belief. And then you'll never have to do it again because it's just a part of who you are. So now that you've identified what your resistance to learning is and instructed your subconscious mind what to believe about your ability to learn something new, it's time to address this emotional component of learning. What motivates you to learn? Now, it's going to be different for everyone, and it'll be different from each thing that you want to learn. But you need to understand why you're going to go study something and what you're expecting to get out of it if you want to get what you're expecting to get out of it. It seems crazy, but it's true. If you don't know what you want from something, how do you know if you've got it? And how do you know if you're on the right course to learning what's necessary in order to have the things that you think you need in order to be happy? So I want you to take a moment and I want you to think about what you're looking to do or what you need to do to get yourself motivated to take action. You know, it may be that you're retooling for a new job or upgrading a job for a promotion, or you're taking continuing education for renewing a licensure. Or it may be that you're learning about nutrition to get healthy again. It doesn't matter. It could be you want to learn how to dance. What's important is that you identify why you want to do it. What's in it for you? I want you to take a moment. I want you to think about just one thing that you need to do. And I want you to go through this process. I want you to identify what it is that I want to get out of it. And write everything down, even the littlest things. I had a client just recently I was helping lose weight, and she's a very, very successful professional woman and was very embarrassed about the fact that she's in the health industry and she's 45 pounds overweight. So I asked her to write down what's really motivating her to get back in shape and to lose this weight. The first thing she said to me, she goes, "Vanity. I want to look good again. I want to feel good about my body. I want to look good. I want to dress the way I want to dress. And I can't do that because the things that I want to wear just don't look good on a fat woman. And it's making me look older than I feel." And I said, "Great, write that stuff down." And she was embarrassed. She said, "I can't write that down. Vanity? I have to have things like, I'm healthy. I want to be healthy." And I said, "Why? If vanity is the reason why, there's nothing wrong with that." And I want you to realize it doesn't matter what it is that motivates you. It's what motivates you. Who cares about what other people think? If you do, tap it out, because it makes no difference what other people think. As long as you can do the things necessary, you can learn what's necessary to help you be successful and happy. That's the most important thing. If you're too worried about other people, that's for another session, but it's something that you can tap out and that you need to tap out, because that's something that will hold you back and be a barrier in every aspect of your life. So take the moment and write down why you're doing what you're doing. What is your motivation? Quite often when you do this, it will spark other resistances that you may not have thought about in the previous exercise. When I'm really stuck, or when I'm having real difficulty with moving forward with my life, I'll start tapping in what I want, or how I want to feel, or what I want to believe. And as I'm tapping that in, all the little chattering monkeys will start to chirp away going, "You can't do that. You're not that good. You're a slow learner. You're not smart enough." Things will start to pop up. It's called creating cognitive dissonance. Your conscious mind and your subconscious mind will get into an argument. And all you need to do is sit back and listen to the argument. And a lot of times you will hear fresh things you never even thought about as things that may be holding you back. And when you hear them, don't question it, tap it out. It's called cognitive dissonance. It's a fascinating concept. And power tapping is a fantastic tool to use along with this technique. I had a client some time ago who was a nurse, and she was going through a tough time in her life. She was being let go by the hospital that she had been working at for 10 years. And also, she was having a hard time finding a new position that worked for her life. She's got a child, which made it difficult for her for scheduling, and things were just perfect at her job. But her job was letting her go, as well as many other people in her department. She said it caught her off guard, but then she paused for a moment and said, "Not really. I saw the writing on the wall a couple of years ago, but I just didn't do anything about it because I didn't think that they would let me go." She came in to see me because she was stuck and she didn't know what direction to go in, and she was scared. She was afraid she might lose her home. She was afraid that if she did find a new position, it might not pay as well as her old position did. And she was also afraid that she wouldn't like the new position as much as the position that she was just let go from. I took her through a tapping session and I asked her to write down what's motivating her to finally take action and come in and see me. She said, "I'm stuck in fear and I can't get myself out of it. And my friend told me that you can get me unstuck." So I immediately said, "I want you to write down your fears. I want you to write down the reasons you don't think that you can make the transition successfully. And then I want you to write down what it is you want. I want you to write down stuff about your schedule, about the income that you need, about your desire to have a job that you like and that you find interesting." Write everything down. And when she was finished, we did a session. We tapped for about an hour. When we finished, she was smiling from ear to ear. Wow, some of that was so silly, and yet it felt so real. I can get a job anywhere I want. In fact, I don't even want to go back into the type of job that I had. One of the things that I noticed was that the people who didn't get let go were people in management. And there's a lot of opportunity right now happening, not only just in management of hospitals, but also in private practice. So what I asked her to do is, I want you to write down now, with all that fear gone, what it is that you want to pursue. And I told her, "I don't want you to do it now. I want you to go home tonight, and I want you to continue to tap first thing in the morning and just before bed. And I want you to make a plan. And then I will see you next week, and we'll go over the plan." When she came in the next week, not only did she have a plan, but she already started executing her plan. And she was so excited and so amazed at how quickly the power tapping worked for her. It's really helped everyone in the family be calmer and to be more supportive of one another. So to review, what I want you to do is, I want you to write down what it is that's motivating you to go back to school, to take classes, or to do whatever it is that you need to do in order to be successful. I want you to write those things down. As you write them down, I just want you to look and see if you can identify anything that might be causing you resistance or might be causing you to doubt yourself or your ability to do this. If there is anything, I want you to tap it out, and I want you to tap in that I am motivated to do this because I want, and then state what you want while you're tapping that in. I also want you to take and write those things out, and I want you to put them somewhere in big bold letters where you can see it at least once a day. My mirror in my bathroom is full of little post-it notes, full of different things with different colors and different sized text, of things that I want to continually keep in front of myself so that I will achieve them. And what happens is that when I achieve it, I pull that one down and I put something else in its place. One of the fantastic things about being a lifelong learner is that there are always new challenges, always new things to learn. And one of the great things about power tapping is that when you've finally achieved something and you can take that off your list, there's something else that you want to do next. And so use the power tapping once again to eliminate your fears, eliminate your resistance, eliminate your mental barriers, find your motivation, make a plan, and take action. Lifelong learners are happier, more successful, and healthier than the average person. Next, I want to talk about why knowing your learning style makes learning more fun. You know, education is going through a revolution right now. The newer generations are learning differently than past generations. In fact, 65% of people now are visual learners, 30% are auditory learners, or they learn by listening to lecture, and only 5% are kinesthetic learners, or people who learn with their hands and by doing things. Now, these numbers have been changing for decades, but with information changing every 18 months, and education and learning becoming computerized, and the older generations need to update skills, we're at a crossroads. More and more education is going to be done at home and on our own through our computer. In fact, I was just listening to a fantastic presentation by someone that said Silicon Valley is gearing up right now to start taking online education to the next level. So what's your learning style? And why is it important to know what your learning style is? So why is it useful to learn this? Why is it useful to know what your learning style is? Well, here's three reasons. Number one, to learn new information more quickly and efficiently. Number two, to remember new information for longer periods of time. And number three, to increase your ability to recall information more quickly and completely. Something I do with my clients as a quick reference to figure out if they're visual, auditory, or kinesthetic learners is I ask them, if they bought a new desk, would you pull out the instructions and read through them and put it together? Or would you look at the pictures and try and put it together? Or would you lay out all the pieces, look at a picture, and try to put it together? Now, all of us are dominant in one area or another, but most of us can also learn in all three modalities. Knowing what your style is will help you to learn more effectively and more efficiently. Another thing about power tapping is that you can eliminate any resistance or any beliefs that would cause you to not succeed. So why not instruct your mind to open up to all three learning modalities so that you can be a fast, effective learner? So what I want you to do is I want you to tap in around the right ear. I can learn by seeing. I can visualize in pictures and movies what I learn and see myself doing it immediately. Next, keep tapping in. I can learn from listening. I can sense depth of knowledge, and I can tell by hearing what something is, and I can learn easily by listening to someone speak and create a scenario for me using that information right away. Third, I can do something and feel confident no matter what, I will be able to figure it out. Now again, as with tapping in, if something came up that caused you to doubt any one of those three things, make note of it, take time out either this evening or tomorrow morning and start tapping it out. And remember, quite often, many of these little doubts can be eliminated in 3 minutes or less. Many of the things that I've taught you here so far are applicable to every age and to any learning situation. But I want to talk a moment specifically about how to teach your kids to love school and to be lifelong learners. I wish when I was younger that I was taught these things. I had to learn it as I got older, and I was very fortunate that I just loved to learn. And the arena that I loved to learn in the most was the physical arena. I was very kinesthetic. I am a visual kinesthetic learner. As I was growing up, I was also an athlete, and I was very, very fortunate to be a fast learner in the physical world. So I was able to pick up things really quickly. I was able to pick up sports by just watching people play. But there are areas, like when I was talking about with that, with the book, The Power Versus Force, and that plane ride that I was telling you about going to Arizona and learning that, there are areas that I had resistance, areas that I felt that I wasn't smart enough, or that this information would go over my head. We all have those areas. So take the time, use this process, and become a fast learner and a lifelong learner in every aspect of your life. Now, going back to kids. Kids want to please their parents, and they want to please their parents badly, especially when they first start in school. It's their first real opportunity to show their parents they're individuals, they're real people, with talents and dreams and desires on their own. Parents can be a big help by being with them and learning with them, especially early on. I had an interesting conversation with a teacher, and she said she would ask her kids what they learned in school today. Now, she started doing this very young, and she did it intuitively, But when their kids started teaching her what they learned in school, she acted as though she was fascinated with it and that she was excited to find out what they know and appreciative that they just taught me something new. You need to think about it from the child's perspective. What this teacher told me is that what's one of the best ways to learn anything? It's teaching someone else. So not only did they feel empowered and their self-esteem was high because they're really interacting with their parent and their parent's showing true interest in what they're learning, but also they're teaching themselves better by teaching the parent, by organizing that information so it makes sense. They're learning that information at a deeper and deeper level. This will lead to higher self-esteem, more interest in learning, and more confidence in testing. Remember, testing is simply a way to find out if the individual has learned what it is that they were just taught, and to find out just how much they know about a specific topic. Another thing that parents can do early on is to start tapping in the beliefs of being a fast learner. And do this before bed and tie it into having fun and being at school. So have them visualize what it might be like going to school. And if your child is fearful or doesn't want to, just simply ask them what it is that they're afraid of and then use the tapping as a game. I taught a young mother this recently where her child thought that there were boogeymen in the bedroom. She had to have the light on. And the mother didn't understand why. And I said, you know what? It doesn't matter why. Would you like to help her not be fearful any longer? And she said, sure. And I said, great. I taught her how to tap on four specific points on her daughter. The karate chop point, the eyebrow point, the under eye point, and the collarbone. And I said, all I want you to do is I want you to start tapping on the karate chop point or have your daughter tap on the karate chop point along with you. So you're tapping and she's tapping. And have her tell you about the boogeyman. Have her tell you where it's at, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, what it feels like, where it hides. Go through it and let your daughter tell you. Keep tapping while you're doing this. And then go back and tap on the eyebrow point and bring up one of the things that she said with emotion. Like, it's right underneath my bed, mommy. Or, it doesn't like light, mommy. Or it only comes out when everybody's asleep. And I'm making these up as an example, but go through this. Within 3 minutes, your child will become less fearful and feel more confident and more calm. And she'll also start to get a physical sense of how good the tapping makes her feel. So that next time you want to do some tapping, and I encourage parents to tap every single night with their children, even if it's just for a minute or so. Number one, it puts the kids to sleep right away. Because remember, it lowers stress and increases serotonin, making it much easier for the child to fall asleep. So let's go back. I want you to go back and use the tapping exercises we did in the first part of this audio. The I am a fast learner. All I need to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once. Even if the child doesn't really understand what you're saying, the subconscious mind is taking it as fact, and they will become a lifelong learner, and they will be a child that believes at the core of their being that all they have to do to learn anything is to hear it once, see it once, or do it once. They'll become a fast learner. Imagine if that's your child's attitude throughout their entire academic career, and you're able to set this up early on in life. Your child will be the composed child in class and the confident one. Remember, tapping with your kids will lower natural fears many kids have about going to school. And doing it as a family at bedtime gives them confidence, and it gives you a tool that you can use whenever they have difficulties in life. And it will be a tool that they're comfortable using because they will physically know that it makes them feel calmer and it makes them feel happier. It teaches them emotional composure. And this world could use more people with more emotional composure. So the last thing that I want to talk about is the secret to doing well on tests, interviews, and tryouts. Now, what we're talking about here is test anxiety. And test anxiety is a huge problem, and it's been around forever. You know, that sick feeling you get in your stomach before taking a test or going in for a job interview. the sweaty palms, the tension in your head, all the chattering monkeys going on in your brain talking about all the doubts and all the reasons why you're going to fail. Now, not everybody experiences this all the time, but most people will experience it at some point in their life. And it's a fear of not doing well. The key to doing well on a test or going in for a job interview or doing a tryout is emotional composure. And power tapping is the best tool for the job. Remember, it naturally lowers stress by lowering cortisol. It increases serotonin and it makes you feel relaxed. So when your emotions are down, remember, it's a counterbalance scale. When your emotions are down, your brain turns back on again and can process information from right hemisphere to left hemisphere. This gives you the ability to recall information when you need it. Let me give you an example. Say you're stumped or start getting anxious during a certain part of the test. Simply take a moment. Tap on the points, then take a nice deep breath in, let the breath out, put the test back in front of you again, and continue. Often that's all it takes. Remember, tapping works very, very quickly, and it's an extremely powerful tool. And once you start to use it, you'll start to understand how quickly you can turn your brain back on again in any situation. In a moment, I'm going to teach you how to prepare for any stressful event using a technique that I call Peak Performance Power Tapping Protocol. This process combines power tapping with visualization and it has a broad range of uses. You could be going in for a job interview and it's a job that you really want. Because you want it so badly, you're putting a tremendous amount of pressure on yourself to perform well, which means you probably won't perform as well as you need to, because what's the one thing that you are told by everybody whenever a pressure situation presents itself? Just relax and you'll do fine. That's easier said than done. But now with power tapping, it is easier said than done. All you need to do is to visualize yourself in that job interview. You don't have to know what it's going to look like in the office. You don't have to know what the person interviewing is going to look like. You don't even have to know what the questions are that this person is going to ask you in the interview. Make it up in your mind. It's a movie that you're going to make up in your mind. You go through the process, and then you tap in exactly how you want to feel and how you want to perform during that interview. And when you go into the interview the next day, you're going to have the emotional composure necessary to be able to think on your feet and to be able to perform at your best, which will give you the best opportunity to get that job. It could be a tryout for the football team, or a tryout for the cheerleading team, or a tryout for any sport. Simply visualize yourself going through the tryout. And if you don't know what the tryout's going to be like, make it up. You're making a movie. This is what's fascinating about the brain, the subconscious mind, and your imagination. Your subconscious mind takes in as fact everything you tell it, and it takes it in two ways, visually and emotionally. So make it up. At any point in time, if you see yourself flubbing up or making mistakes or feeling hesitant, tap it out and tap back in exactly how you want to perform that specific task or that specific drill, no matter what it is. And tap it in until you feel completely confident about being able to do that. Run the movie back again and continue that process over and over and over again until you're able to watch that movie and feel completely calm and relaxed and see yourself perform at your best. It is simply the easiest, most effective way for you to prepare for anything in life. In fact, I've got friends that I have been coaching that do this before they go out on a date or go out and meet someone new for the first time. They just visualize themselves, and what they're nervous about, they tap out. And they tap back in exactly how they want to present themselves, how they want to feel in the presence of this person. And to the person, they tell me, it puts them in control of the situation. And because they're not all emotional or fearful, their brains are clicked back on again, their picker is better. And they make better decisions about the people that they choose to start to go out with. So to review, ask yourself, what is it that's causing you to be fearful? Or what is the resistance or the mental barriers that's causing you to be fearful of taking the first steps and learning something new or performing well on a test? Next, preset your attitude. Preset your belief system to become a fast learner. Go through the process of tapping in. All I need to do is to hear it once, see it once, or do it once. I've got it. I'll be able to use it right away and for the rest of my life. And I want you to go through that process until, if anyone to ever ask you, are you a fast learner? Your first response is absolutely. Third, identify your motivation for learning. Fourth, know what your learning style is because it makes learning fun. Next, and these are for parents, but it's also for anyone at any point in time of their life. And that is teaching your kids when they're young to love school and to become lifelong learners. Take them through the process of, I am a fast learner. All I need to do is hear it once, see it once, or do it once. And teach them how to use power tapping very early in life because they don't have the barriers and they don't have the beliefs that will cause them to feel embarrassed when they're doing it. If you're doing it with them or the whole family's doing it together, it just becomes another tool that they have that will help them with their emotional composure in life. And finally, the secret to doing well on tests, tryouts, or job interviews. The peak performance power tapping protocol. The combination of using visualization and tapping at the same time. Finally, being a lifelong learner will keep you young, healthy, and happy. Now that you know what to do, the power to change anything you desire to change is at your fingertips. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is your sincere desire to change. So now it's up to you to commit and take action. If you'd like more information or support on how to use power tapping more effectively in all aspects of your life, contact us about our mentoring program. This is a great way for you to get weekly support, ask questions, get answers, and also hear from others about how they're doing on their quest to get healthy and happy. If you'd like one-on-one coaching with me by phone, call 1-800-438-1593 and ask us about my phone coaching sessions. Or go to powertapping.com. Remember, tap every day, be courageous, and make it happen.